A Parents Magazine poll rated the presidential candidates on whom parents trusted least to babysit their children. We get this with every election. You like so-and-so? Or do you like that other guy? Which candidate do you like? Well, I like this one, but I wouldn't want him babysitting my kids. I don't know why that's always thrown in there. It's always a Parents Magazine polling people on this. Which candidate would you want babysitting your children? Well, you want to know the people parents trust least to babysit their kids? Ironically, the two front runners, Clinton and Giuliani, least trusted to watch kids. Thank God they're not running for national babysitter. I mean, I wish you could get these guys to babysit your kids. Be nice. Babysitters are tough to come by these days. All the young people are busy. Used to be a time when those hotshot, big-time politicos would babysit for you. I remember reading years ago that when Abe Lincoln was president, he occasionally took a babysitting gig. Can you imagine what that must have been like? Honey, did you get someone to watch the kids tonight? Yeah, Abe. Abe Lincoln? Yeah. Okay, what time's he coming?
7.
All right. Billy doesn't like Abe a whole lot, you know.
Well, he's just scared of him. Abe's tall and gangly and dresses in black. It's going to be fine.
If you say so. Last time he told Billy we shouldn't have slaves in the fields. Billy still rides us on that one.
Well, Abe doesn't have to make a living growing cotton.
Is he coming alone this time? We said no friends.
He's bringing a couple generals. They're doing homework together.
I don't like that. Hope they don't empty our refrigerator. That one guy, Grant, he took all my booze last time.
Just be happy we have somebody. This is the company Christmas party. We missed it last year. Be grateful we can go.
All right.